This is the life. This is where everything's real and everything's simple and perfect. This is where all the synthetic things and lies and delusions of human living vanish. What's not to love? It terrifies me to think some people not only don't really enjoy nature, but they actually avoid it, or even have a psychological aversion to it. These are the people who need to be shipped off to Mars, the way the English shipped off people to Australia when it was still Aboriginal land. The world can be divided into two types of people. The people who are outraged by, and the people who are thrilled by the replacing of the Monk theme song. Or even people who love Monk and people who want to strangle him and would never watch the show. People who are outraged by or love remakes of old songs. Horrifies me to think there are people who prefer the new Ghostbusters or new Footloose. People who prefer high-def pixelation over classic 24 frames per second. People who think it's funny that they make dark comments at murder scenes on CSI, or for that matter, even watch, oh my god, even enjoy CSI. These are the same people who probably couldn't sit through Rudolph's Shiny New Year, and probably like MMA and wrestling. Male and female, these aren't just a male phenomena. It's an entirely other species made up of, well, fakeness, lies. Is there such a thing as polyester DNA? So, which one are you? I'm not good with polyester people. Give me cotton, wool, silk. Give me the real feel, the real deal. The real's what heals. Lies just make things worse. It's what got us here, isn't it? Don't get me wrong, I'm all for makeup, but I wouldn't want my spouse to never see me without it. That's insane. Are there actually married people who close the door when they potty? Oh my god, no damn way. That's terrifying. If there's something killing us all, it's not COVID, it's all the illusions. All the polyester thoughts and emotions and love. I have no idea if Sasquatch is legit. It's a wonderful thought. But by now, with all the technology we have, we could spot any living creature from the air using simple heat signature. Forget all the science more sophisticated than that. If there's a Nessie in the Scottish Loch, I hope he hides forever. It's pretty unlikely he's gonna last 5 minutes in this civilization. When we were in Tibet, everyone had a Yeti story. Some seemed more credible than others. But ghosts? Every one of those liars recounts their experience without any peeing their pants and running terrified to ever set foot back at the house involved. So I say... People seem too preoccupied nowadays with fame, or at least being the center of attention, the center of the universe, the social sun around which everyone else revolves like they are the star of the humanity TV show, and everyone else is just supporting set furniture. I hate that part of my world of sexual recreation kinda demands that I gotta post so many photos, blah blah blah. Kinda have to be self-centered. It's icky. So contrary to me and my moral compass. But I'm still glad I'm not a Sasquatch. Okay, I love nature, but not that much. But I guess if I were a Sasquatch, I'd feel differently. I just think this would be an ideal time in history to start ditching the delusions and illusory and start getting a firm grip on reality and truth with each other. It'd be so liberating. But maybe we're just not ready to be free. Maybe we're just too insecure, too terrified. Maybe that's why there's no one else here and never is anyone else here. And if there is, it's few and far between. People don't want to encounter the real, don't want to truly feel, don't want to truly heal. Hopefully we'll be ready eventually. I would have loved to have been here for that and awed. But this will have to do. Nothing to hide here. All of this is just naked in the wind. Even the wind is naked. No clothes, no makeup, no illusions. Just raw, real, wonderful.